Today is June 18th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover two Chinese open-weight models that now beat GPT-5.5 on coding benchmarks at a fraction of the cost. The SpaceX acquisition of Cursor that could end model-agnostic IDEs, and a geopolitical API failure that just turned theoretical risk into a documented production outage. Here's the number that should stop you mid-sprint: $4.40 per million output tokens versus $30 per million output tokens. That's the gap between GLM 5.2, Jipu AI's new open-weight model, and GPT 5.5. And GLM 5.2 doesn't just undercut GPT 5.5 on price, it beats it on SWE Bench Pro, 62.1 versus 58.6. That's the first time an open-weight model has cleared a frontier closed model on the most realistic software engineering benchmark we have. So what's inside GLM 5.2, 753 billion parameters, a 1 million token context window, MIT license with zero geographic restrictions? Two architectural decisions drive the efficiency story. The first is something called index share. Jipu AI reuses indexers across sparse attention layers, cutting per-token compute flops by 2.9 times. The second is an improved multi-token prediction layer that increases accepted decode sequence length by up to 20%. Pricing is $1.40 per million input tokens, 26 cents per million cached input tokens, and $4.40 per million output tokens. It's on Hugging Face today. If GLM 5.2 is the headline, Kimi K 2.7 code from Moonshot AI is the quiet operator play. It uses a mixture of experts architecture, 1 trillion total parameters, but only 32 billion active per token. That matters because it means you can self-host it on 2 to 4 A 180GB GPUs rather than the 8 H100s you'd need for GLM 5.2 at full precision. Output cost is $4 per million tokens. Cached input drops to 19 cents. On MCP, Mark verified, the agentic benchmark that actually tests tool use, Kimi K 2.7 scores 81.1 versus Claude Opus 4.8, 76.4. Here's the cost scenario that makes this concrete. At 1 million agent tasks per month, with 500 input tokens and 2,000 output tokens per task, Kimi K 2.7 comes in at $8,475 per month. Claude Opus 4.8 at the same volume costs $52,500 per month. That's a $44,025 monthly delta. For teams in the 500,000 to 2 billion token range per month, the migration math is compelling, and the implementation path is 2 to 4 engineering hours for API key setup, plus 3 to 5 days to drop in a light LLM abstraction layer. But before you route everything through a Chinese API, we need to talk about the infrastructure story that makes multi-vendor architecture mandatory right now, not optional. Last week, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick publicly confirmed that the Claude Fable 5 and Mythos shutdown was intentional. Bloomberg published the full enforcement letter, criminal and civil penalties for non-compliance. Anthropic limited Mythos access to a handful of institutions. The regulatory review framework now imposes a 30-day mandatory pre-deployment review, coordinated across at least 10 federal agencies. If you have a single closed model production dependency, one provider, no fallback, you are one enforcement action away from a full service loss. This is no longer a theoretical architecture concern, it is a documented production failure mode. The fix is not complicated. A multi-vendor routing layer takes 3 to 5 engineering days to implement. Standby API costs run $500 to $2,000 per month. That's your insurance premium against 100% service loss. The light LLM router handles this well. Build it once, and you can swap providers with zero downtime. Now let's talk about the acquisition story that changes the IDE layer permanently. SpaceX is reportedly in discussions to acquire Anysphere, the company behind Cursor, in a $60 billion all-stock deal. Cursor's annualized revenue run rate is $4 billion, up from $3 billion in April 2025. That's 7 times year-over-year growth. For context, SpaceX's full 2025 revenue is approximately $18.7 billion. So Cursor's current run rate is already roughly 21% of SpaceX's annual sales. The strategic logic is vertical integration. SpaceX's Colossus supercomputer clusters, reported at around 550,000 GPUs, have become their number one revenue source through NeoCloud compute contracts with Anthropic and Google. Add xAI and Grok for the model layer, and now add Cursor for developer tooling, one entity controlling compute, model training, and the IDE. Here's what that means for you if you're on Cursor today. Cursor's entire value proposition is model agnosticism. You pick Claude, you pick GPT, you pick whatever performs best on your code base. Post-acquisition, that almost certainly shifts toward xAI exclusivity. The time to establish a secondary IDE integration is before this becomes urgent, not after. Kilo Code and Klein both confirmed day one GLM 5.2 support. Migration from Cursor to a secondary tool should take 1 to 2 days per developer. Start that parallel setup now. One more financial signal worth putting in your planning model. ED Zitron published OpenAI's fully audited financials. In 2024, revenue was $3.7 billion with direct cost of revenue at $2.7 billion. That's a gross inference margin of roughly 27%. In 2025, revenue reached $13 billion with direct costs of $7.5 billion. Margin expanded to roughly 42%, 15 percentage points of margin improvement despite 3.5 times revenue growth. Two things follow from this. First, model distillation and inference optimization are working. Token pricing has real compression room remaining. Second, both Anthropic and OpenAI have filed confidentially for IPOs. Public market investors will demand margin expansion or at minimum margin defense. That creates pricing pressure in the opposite direction from what efficiency gains might otherwise deliver. If you're negotiating an enterprise agreement right now, this margin data is your leverage. Push for renegotiation clauses tied to market pricing benchmarks. And if self-hosting evaluation has been on your backlog, move it forward before public market pricing dynamics lock in. A few tactical items before we wrap. On context caching, both GLM 5.2 and KimiK 2.7 support dramatically reduced cached input pricing. The implementation pattern is straightforward. Use consistent cache keys based on repository commit hash plus document hash and invalidate on merge to main. At 100,000 agent runs per month with 50,000 cache tokens, caching alone saves $235,000 per month on Kimi versus non-cached pricing. This is a same-day implementation for most teams. On prompt compression, research cited this week shows that LLM reasoning accuracy near 250 input tokens approaches 1.0 for chain-of-thought tasks, while at 3,000 tokens, baseline model accuracy drops roughly 20%. Reducing a 674-word prompt down to around 200 tokens recovers approximately 5% output accuracy. Pair that with model tiering, routing simple classification tasks to GPT-40 Mini or Claude Haiku at 25 cents per million input tokens versus $3 per million for Sonnet, and you're looking at a 65 to 75% blended cost reduction on mixed workloads. On agent harness discipline, Vercel's production sales agent case study showed that removing roughly 80% of available tools produced measurable performance improvements. Each additional tool increases decision surface area and context consumption, without improving output quality. Audit your tool list. If a tool isn't in the critical path, remove it. And pin your model versions in production. Unpinned model references are a reliability hazard that will bite you during a model rollout. Finally, on semantic response caching, deploying GPT cache or Momento semantic cache in front of high-volume endpoints at a 60% hit rate on 10 million calls per month saves $15,000 to $30,000 per month on frontier model costs. Implementation target is 48 hours. The OpenAI Batch API and Anthropic Message Batches both offer a 50% discount on async workloads with no architecture changes required. Your sprint goal for this week, three things, in order. First, implement a light LLM abstraction layer if you don't have one. 3 to 5 engineering days eliminates future migration cost entirely. Second, run GLM 5.2 and Kimi K 2.7 against your actual production task distribution. Don't trust the benchmarks alone, but do trust your own eval suite. Third, if you're on Cursor, stand up a secondary IDE integration this week. 1 to 2 days per developer, and it's the kind of migration that gets much harder after an acquisition closes. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.